Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Very Eerie, Extremely Wicked, and Quite Spooky podcast hosted by Raven and Rhee.
I'm Raven.
And I'm Rhee, and we are continuing with our theme of the pilot season of this podcast, where we are diverging into the perplexing world of cults. We are on episode 5, and the cult we have for you, well, let's just say this is quite the story, because this has happened recently.
Yeah, it's one of the most recent, and we almost, I know last episode we talked about, but we kind of went in order, except for the last one. So far, everything that we've talked about kind of is like historically, like, in order, but this one actually is the most recent, and our last episode is kind of takes us back a little bit to the 90s, I believe. But we do have to give a trigger warning for this video because it is pretty intense. So trigger warning for, gosh, almost everything.
Everything. Abuse. Sexual abuse, yeah. Trafficking.
100, yeah. This one's a tough one. But before we get into that, I kind of have like a little extra topic that I was telling. I didn't tell Rhee what it was yet. But I'm on the side of TikTok. I'm on several different sides of TikTok. But one side is cult TikTok. And So there's this like up and coming commune called oh my god, what is it called? I totally forgot the name of it. They're not a religious commune, but people are calling them out for being a cult because they so it all started. The first video that I ever saw of this commune is by the user @treeislife. He's a ginger. He's a ginger boy. He's actually, I think he might be from Ireland, but there's people that are like little conspiracy theories that he's faking his accent and that he's not from where he says he is, because sometimes in some of his video he loses it a little bit.
So that's suspicious.
It's very suspicious. So let me go. I want to find the first video that he did. His user is @treeisalive. He has 76,000 followers. And I want to say I started following him at first because the first video seemed very not like terrible, right?
Well, yeah.
But let me go ahead and show you the first video I've ever seen of them. And okay, maybe use this one.
Of the garden.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you a tour of the garden, a community where you are welcome. This is the office, some perching chickens. This is the free bus with clothes and stuff that you can take. That's the schoolhouse. That's the kitchen bus. The old community cabin. The new tool shed. That's the shower house. The new community cabin. That's the toilet. There's a cabin there, there's a cabin over there, and a cabin here. This is the outdoor kitchen we use in the summer, getting renovated. Over there is the library, a nice pond. Chicken coop, school bus, a watchtower, greenhouse, one of the gardens, the dirt church, and soon to be sauna. Here's the whole...
So at that end, he does a like a little pan.
You're welcome to join us. The address is in the description. Aww.
So that's where people started questioning this whole commune. There, the commune is called The Garden. He's not a founder of this thing. He's just a member of it, and he's becoming the spokesperson for this commune. The owner doesn't even live there. The owner spends some time there every now and then, but he doesn't live there. So in the caption, he put, join us. They put the address. Get this. After doing research, this place is next to two sundown towns in Tennessee.
And
they're inviting people to go. Like, they're just saying, come join us. And people are on TikTok are like, communes don't just do that. Communes,
I know, have, it's a closed,
it's very closed. If you want to join them, they don't have like recruiting events like that. Like, they don't go on TikTok and are just like, hey, come join us, which is like a little scary, because then it's like, who are you inviting into this commune without knowing? And then people started calling them out over time, and so people started calling them out about certain things, right? Like, people, you don't really invite people over, like, in communes don't do that. And then people started mentioning how, because they did a one where they did another video where they showed members, and because people started calling them a cult. And then they were like, he went around kind of like in a joke manner and was asking members that lived there, are we a cult? And then they were like, no, some people seemed very weird about it. And then people were like, this is definitely a cult. And in that video, they were like, how come there's no people, like, if you're a commune, like, and there's no people of color. So then a couple videos later, they start showing people of color in the videos. And get this, there's children living there.
Oh, no.
This is like a modern day cult that we are seeing, which is very weird. And then I want to say, so they have council meetings. They said egalitarian council meeting. So what they do is that, what, like, they have a council meeting to come up with, like, rules, like, about their stuff. Like, if they have something. So people started doing a lot more research on the people that they were doing here. I do know that all the people on there have jobs. Like, they're not like working jobs, but they all have jobs at the garden. They take turns doing stuff.
That sounds familiar.
I'm sorry, but this is very, if we've been looking at this pattern that we've been seeing from since day one, from when we started talking about Jonestown, that's exactly what they do. They make people work so that
They have nothing back to.
Exactly. And so, basically, they started, like, then people from TikTok started going, and he started giving people tours. And TikTok are going and, like, staying there, like, a couple days, you know, just to, like, see the vibes, I guess. And he'll show them in videos, like, hey, guys, like, we have a whole bunch of TikTokers here for today. But let me tell you, it gets worse.
No.
It gets...
Well, I already thought it was worse at the fact that it's in between two sundown towns. Like, that's so...
So, for those of you that don't know what a sundown town is, there's places still in America. Back in the day, it was called a sundown town because it was not safe for people of color, specifically African-American people. And what they would do is, you know, like, if it was a sundown town, they would have to be in their homes because at night it was not safe for them, because they would get killed, you know, things like that. And I want to say Tennessee is it's in Lafayette, Tennessee, and they're next to two sundown towns. That's where the commune is, in Lafayette. I don't want to give the address because I am not encouraging anyone to go to this place at all. Because let me tell you, I'm going to get to the worst part here in a bit.
Oh, Reagan.
Basically, they're next to two sundown towns. And then they started having people of color there. And I'm like, this does not sound like it's going to go good, like, at all.
Absolutely not. That's so... I can't even describe the words that the fact that this is located in between two sundown towns and they're... like, they have people of color there, or they're encouraging people of color to go there. Like, that's so dangerous, inconsiderate, suspicious. And, it is.
Okay, yeah. So then there's a member of their commune. Her name is... Actually, I'm not sure what her pronouns are. But let me go ahead and see if I can find the video. Basically, it's like a video where they're showing... her name is Rel, and her TikTok is Rock and Rel Music. So this person is actually, I'm pretty sure that it her pronouns are girl. They are not. They're no maskers. They don't believe in that. And then they're having people travel to go see them. Oh my god, I can't even begin to tell you. So this girl Rel is at the heat of a lot of controversy right now, because one, people don't like her because she's a white woman and she has dreadlocks. So that was the first thing called out to them when they were like someone was like, oh, it's the white lady with dreads for me, right? And then she started making her own videos, and they have a Facebook page. And on their Facebook page, after these people started getting called a cult, had a jug of a red substance labeled Kool-Aid, and they started saying, don't drink the Kool-Aid, and went around in a circle drinking it.
What the? This, you just don't make fun of that type of stuff.
No, and I have the video here. And then
if you've been watching our podcast since the beginning, then you probably know what we're referring to as don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah. It's Jonestown. If you haven't been listening, Jonestown Jonestown Massacre was a cult led by Jim Jones, and they were a religious cult, and they committed a mass murder suicide by injecting people and forcing people to drink Kool-Aid. And I want to say also, because I was like, I'm still fascinated by this cult. I was searching a picture the other day because me and my sisters were talking about it, and they even made the dogs drink the Kool-Aid. Like, there was dead dogs. Or, like, either, I don't know if they made them, or the pails of, like, the things of Kool-Aid were left out, and they weren't feeding the dogs or anything, so the dogs had nothing else to drink. And so the dogs were dead. So this is a video about the Kool-Aid.
Not again. Here you go, Julia.
Thanks, Ram.
So look, if you, let me go pause it, and you can see that.
That's so... Okay, I know, if anyone's been watching the YouTube, but whenever I get uncomfortable or angry, I tend to smile and laugh as a way to, like, push it off. So if you think I'm smiling as, like, I'm finding pleasure, and absolutely not. I smile and laugh when I get uncomfortable, and that's making me so fucking uncomfortable. You just don't do that. 900 people died from that massacre. So,
two videos prior to this, which I think she actually took down, they actually talked about Jim Jones, like Jonestown massacres, and then so that in the video she was claiming that that's not what she was talking about at all. One, they said before we all pass out on the ground in the video, they said that, and then someone said, yeah, because the murder of 900 people is such a funny joke, and then someone said nobody, and then she replied, nobody died in the electric Kool-Aid acid test. But like, why would you even... So she's claiming it's about the electric Kool-Aid acid test. And I'm like,
acid doesn't
make you pass out.
Exactly. And also, the fact that they said don't drink the Kool-Aid, that was coined right during, like, after the Jonestown massacre. Exactly. That phrase was coined.
So someone's even said, if it's about electric Kool-Aid, why do you joke about passing out? Who passes out from LSD? So then they're like, oh, so like people are going in on these people, right? And then I want to say, this girl, Rel, has done, okay. She, apparently she's on the spectrum. But someone made a video who was like, I have a brother who's on the spectrum. And I want to say that just because you are on the spectrum does not give you an opportunity for making excuses for the actions that she has made. Because if she's if she is on the spectrum, I do believe that she might be high functioning, because I do have several family members who are on the spectrum, and you know, she's coherent, she speaks clearly, you know, there's nothing about her that seems, you know, she's someone that is passable for someone who does not have a disability. But she had a dog. And on her Facebook page, people have gone through her Facebook page, and apparently she made a skirt out of her dog. And I'm not even sure if the dog was dead when she made the skirt, if she killed the dog to make the skirt. Yeah.
What the fuck?
But it gets worse.
No, it gets worse.
So, the original guy, Tree is alive. I don't even know his real name. They call him Tree. He was on live on TikTok live, and they were saying how they had chickens, right? Like they have chickens because they're trying to be like a self-sustaining ecosystem. Or commune. And there were stray cats or like neighbor's cats or wild cats, they said, I don't know, that got into their chicken coop and were eating their chickens. So what they did was that they got the cat, they killed the cat. Rel, Miss Dog Skirt over here, lady with the dreads, turned that cat into a hat. But then they also admitted on the live that some members of the commune ate the cat.
They're a cult.
They're 100%.
They are a cult. 100% a fucking cult. And if you're listening to this and you're a part of it, you're a cult.
You're 100%. And then she went on and claimed, like, I didn't eat the cat. But I'm like, you're still part of it. Like, you turned it into a freaking hat, which people do, right? Whatever. Like, people do that with cows.
Yeah.
But people started looking at the hat on that she had on her Facebook, and they identified the kind of cat it was. It was not like some wild cat that it might have been a stray. It might have been a neighbor's cat that's just an outside cat, but it was not some like kind of like wild like animal that's not tamed. Like it was a cat that is usually a house cat. And they're like, and then so then since they got a whole bunch of heat about that, about the Kool-Aid, and then about that, she posted a video on 6 days ago that was like, I'll be back soon, whatever. But in every video, she puts hashtag and the address. Every single video. And then she, in the thing she put, I did not kill the cat, by the way, it wasn't me. And then,
oops, I just like hit my
someone in the comments said, if an animal is attacking your chickens, you probably need to get a better setup for your chickens.
Period.
Yeah. So then, and then she came back 4 days ago. So she took a 2-day break. They had a roadkill raccoon. I'm not sure what they're doing with that roadkill raccoon. Rel has been caught on video several times talking about apocalyptic stuff, the end, stuff like that. And I'm like,
there we go. There it is. Joe, that's it.
So, let me see. She said that she has her own religion, right? But I'm just not sure. I'm just not sure if she's the leader. I don't think she's a leader. I don't think that the people who originally started, because it was a group of people who bought this land, these lot, they are not, I don't think they are, what Tree has put out into the TikTok world is not what the mission statement of the original founders even, you know, said. The founder doesn't even live there permanently. And I want to say that Tree has a girlfriend, I think. Tree and his girlfriend are traveling between two different communes. The other one I don't know anything about, but I do know it's in, like, some kind of rainforest. And they seem like they are like an actual commune. And so, It's in Costa Rica, actually. So, but they travel. So they've been traveling. They're inviting people. I think COVID could literally wipe out all the people in this commune. Like, not gonna lie. Because they're just inviting people to go see them.
Yeah.
Which is just wild.
That's just so disturbing.
And it gets worse.
No!
Sadly. So, there was a video going around of a girl who was saying that she had a friend whose family was looking for her. And the last that they knew of her was that she was going to go visit the commune. So then, in a video, he was introducing more people that showed up. And then they said, hey, there's someone named Nova or something like that whose family's looking for them. And then he commented, Nova is the one eating the strawberry in the beginning. LOL. So, like, this girl, like, ran away from her family. I mean, she's like, an adult. And, like, I guess she can do what she wants, right? But, like, I don't know. It's a weird situation. Apparently, in one of their earlier videos where they were asking people if it was a cult, people found members from that, found their real name, and found out that one of the guys that is there is actually, like, a predator.
That's how they always start.
He has, like, records. Like, he has a records of, like, of criminal record of him.
Why isn't the police or some kind of law enforcement investigating this?
And now there's people who used to be in the commune that are speaking out and saying, like, everything that you guys are thinking are 100% right.
And it's all like, so they have it on record. They even admitted that they killed an animal, that they can get charged for animal cruelty.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it terrible? Like, I'm just baffled.
I found a distractify.com. I found their article on it.
Yeah, they're wild.
I don't like this.
And then someone asked, are you LGBT+ and POC friendly? So they made a video. Yes, we welcome anyone. I'm sorry.
How do you welcome people if you are in between two sundown towns?
Dude.
Knowing. And if they most definitely and probably know about this.
Apparently, they're close to three sundown towns.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my goodness.
That's just... No.
I'm sorry, but if you want to go live there, fine. But, but if you're a person of color and you are thinking about going there, I'm going to say just don't. That is super sketchy.
Oh. What? What is it? I was reading this and, I was going through it and it actually, this article references the cult we're going to get into today.
Wow.
It says, the main difference is that a cult follows some sort of belief system on a path to enlightenment. Many cults follow their leader in order to reach a certain level. For instance, with Nexium, the cult members were encouraged to reach leader Keith Rainier's level of wearing a white sash. In this case of Tree is Alive, they say they welcome everybody, which is normal, but don't seem to follow one set of beliefs.
I feel like the owner needs to step in and say something, because I don't think he has said anything. But geez, these people are wild.
It says violence free, drug free. I bet they're doing drugs.
Apparently, they're doing acid or LSD. Apparently that's what was in the Kool-Aid. Like, they were doing.
But then their little thing says drug free, exactly. Violence free. Yeah, right.
I'm sorry, but I understand that some communes are like no drugs. But if I'm gonna join a commune, I'm probably gonna smoke something. I don't know. Like, jeez. Like, if I'm going off the grid, like, yeah, might as well go off the grid all the way.
Yeah. That's the thing. It says, the sign says violence free, yet they're in between a few sundown towns. Like, yeah, you are literally inviting them to get attacked.
It's just
absolutely not.
It worries me, especially in Tennessee.
Oh yeah, Tennessee, Alabama, some rural parts of Louisiana, and you know, it's not safe. Oh, Mississippi too.
And I mean, like, it sucks to say, but we still have like the KKK still running.
Yeah,
there's still like a thing. There's still people who are in the KKK. And they use these smaller towns that are, like, in the middle of nowhere, in these sundown towns, because they can get away with it, you know?
Exactly.
It just, oh my gosh, ever since I started seeing it, I was like, we need to talk about this on the freaking, podcast, because what in the world is going on there? Like, and there's children there.
I know, that's what really gets me, is there's children there, and I don't like the sound of it.
As far as I'm concerned, I do know that Tree and I think his girlfriend are sharing, well, obviously they're sharing a cabin, but I think, like, if you're there solo, you're sharing a space with someone else, unless you brought your own vehicle, like your own place to stay.
Oh God. I would. No.
I could just imagine like a murderer or like a serial killer. Like, that would be a perfect harboring space for them, because like they wouldn't even know they're off grid. Like. Oh my goodness gracious.
Well.
Wow.
Oh God, I gotta tell my friend about this, because
you need to get into this like side of TikTok. Just search up like the garden com or whatever on, and like people go in on it.
Well, no, my friend, her one of her good friends is getting married, and the bachelorette party is gonna be like in Tennessee. So I need to tell them, hey, where exactly in Tennessee you going?
You should go visit them. You should go. Take like a recorder or something and like
exposed.
So before we move on to next thing, there is a let me go. There is a person on TikTok that is making exposed videos on them. And they're, like, going in, like, in detail, going through everything. And so let me... I want to go to their first video. Because it says a lot about... All right. Where is it? Okay. It's a very knowledgeable video. So their ad is Dirty Human Twunk.
One part of this TikTok commune thing that I haven't seen people mention yet, you know, aside from the whole cult thing, is that, like, communes are meant to be intentional communities. And any community which is just, you know, asking people to come and join, anybody's welcome, are going to be, you know, host to so many problems. Anybody who's ever lived in a punk house or an art house or some queer collective shit can fucking tell you exactly why this shit's bad. Like, if you're not creating an intentional community, all of a sudden you're going to have 30 people sleeping on a floor. You're going to have no heat, no water, because no one's paying the fucking bill, because no one's in charge. You're going to be fucking starving because you don't have any food, nobody has a job, and you don't know how to grow any fucking plants, obviously. And then all of a sudden, you're going to have, like, 7 dudes there that are obviously fucking rapists. Like, these kinds of communities are breeding grounds for abusers because there's no oversight, there's no accountability. One part of this...
I think they hit the nail on the head there. So they made a lot of... I think if you wanted to get, like, a lot of research done, I probably missed a whole bunch of stuff. But I'll send you their page because this is...
I'm probably gonna do some digging.
Yeah, and there is another girl, and she is she went to school for like something like the study of human, like
anthropology.
Yes, anthropology, and so she has gone in on it like 100%. But yeah, this is like a modern day cult, like that we're seeing,
like happen in front of
like.
Us.
And it's like, we know all the signs.
We know the signs.
And this is
hit. We've seen the patterns.
All the signs and the patterns.
It is. And that honestly makes me very anxious and nervous. Because when we talk about the ones that we've seen, either there's a mass murder, suicide, there's murder, jail, there's... an attack, and this one, like, it does not end well.
I'm just hoping that some people here have a little bit of sense and that they don't do a mass murder suicide
or a siege or
but I can definitely see this turning out like a little like Manson family vibe. Maybe even like Nexium. Like, it's just, to me, it's like, it's a combination of every cult that we've talked about.
Yeah.
Except that they don't, like, they're like Manson, they don't really have a religion.
Yeah.
And they're allowing people of color to join, which is very scary. And, I think to me, it's, like, very similar to Jonestown, where they were inclusive of everybody. And then...
very welcoming.
And then that led to all those people of color losing their lives because...
yeah. It's just... red flags immediately with the welcome sign where it says violence-free, drug-free, yet they're in between several sundown towns, and then they apparently had LSD in that Kool-Aid concoction.
And you're going to tell me that they don't smoke weed at all.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't believe that for a second.
And I don't think that... oh, apparently someone who was trying to get into their commune, they're not allowing them in. They didn't allow them in because they have, like, a prescription or something like that. Something like that.
Wow.
So, I don't know. Like they could come, but they can't bring their prescription medication drugs.
Wow. That's concerning.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I can see this going very badly very soon.
Yeah.
Just at the rate they are. I mean, like, if you have a cat going in to kill your chickens, like the person said in the comment, come up with better protection for your chickens.
Don't freaking kill the cat.
Don't kill the cat. Set up a trap and then drive the cat super duper far away and release the cat if it's truly a wild cat.
Take it to a shelter. Take it... it's just
so many other options.
There were so many other options. They did not have to kill that poor animal.
And then I don't even know, like, if her dog had died and then she, like, turned it into whatever she turned it into.
Yeah.
And I really hope that that the dog was already dead and she did not kill it.
Well, yeah. You know,
for that purpose. Roadkill, I'm okay with because it's roadkill. But it's still kind of like, you know, not my thing. I don't even, like, when I go fishing, I don't even, like, touch the shrimp because I'm like, ew, gross. Like, I can't even. Yeah. And then I feel so bad for the fishes after we've, like, caught them that I'm like, I feel so bad for them.
I almost cried on my shuttle from campus to my dorm, on Thursday because as we, like, stopped because there was traffic from the light, we were stopped and we were by the sidewalk and I saw a dead bird, like a bird that had just been dead, like probably hit the ground too hard. It was on the sidewalk or something, and I almost started crying because I was like, no.
I usually get really emotional too. But I just thought that this was like the perfect story. Like, how ironic that it's happening
while we are
talking about cults. And maybe we'll have to do an update about this cult.
Literally.
Sometime in the future.
Honestly.
Hopefully we don't have to do one. But I mean, if they dismember, I'm all for people living off the grid. I'm all for people being in a commune that is safe and, you know, whatever. I mean, some people can even be in a cult, and the cult is, like, okay-ish. Like, it's not, like, terrible. Yeah. But, I don't know. This one has too many...
red flags.
Yeah. So, with that being said, let's jump right into Nexium.
All right, y'all. So, we are gonna discuss the... rise and fall of Nexium, spelled in all capital letters, NXIVM, but it is pronounced Nexium.
Who even thought of that? Stupid.
I don't even know. Like, why? Why?
I could see NXIUM, but why V?
Yeah. I know. Why the V? Why you gotta be so extra? And basically, guys, this cult was... this organization was claimed and projected as a multi-level marketing company that, like, they were involved with high up people. I'm talking people in Hollywood, Wall Street. They were literally, it was a big multi-level marketing company that was in New York. And
so, an MLM, similar to, like, Herbalife.
Yes. Yeah, so they claim to offer like personal professional seminars through executive success programs and bring like awareness training. And then it became like, then there, as the years went on, there was like these cult like things that people were like, what's going on? Like, what is this? Like, these people are talking a little too, the way the people, because first of all, most of the members were women. Mm-hmm. And they were talking very highly of the founder, Kenneth Rainier, which this organization was founded in 1998 by Keith Rainier, and he was the leader, and he founded it alongside Nancy Saltzman, who I believe was a psychiatric nurse prior to getting involved with him. And so let's get into the history before we talk about their downfall and because I remember hearing about this and how it took by storm. Mm-hmm. I remember hearing about the trials because it just was unreal. So
yeah, I don't really like their name. I'm like,
I don't like that they
did that at all. I'm sorry, but yeah. Like,
and the thing is that before this man Rainier, before he founded Nexium, he was already kind of in the business venture, but he was known to be like a con artist. Like, he had been involved in a pyramid scheme, and he had to pay like a $40,000 fine for wrongdoings. And then 1998, him and Nancy Saltzman decided to found Nexium, a personal development company to, you know, help companies and programs. And they offered seminars, and by 2003, they had taken part in about, they had classes that had people, I think, well, let me see, 2003, 3,700 people had taken a part of their classes.
Wow.
And we're talking big names, y'all. We got businesswoman Sheila Johnson. We got former Surgeon General Antonia Novello. You've got you've got Enron executive Stephen Cooper and Anna Christina Fox, who is the daughter of former Mexican President Vincent Fox. So,
some big people then.
Yeah, and then you had in the early 2000s, you had the Seagram heiresses, Claire and Sarah Boffman, and they are who are going to be involved in big names for the downfall and the scandal that came out. Mm-hmm. So,
because people didn't know anything about what was going on behind the scenes until literally like 2017.
Yeah.
And they were founded in 1998.
Exactly.
And it makes me wonder a little bit, like, if it started off like as like, I mean, multi-level marketing companies are usually like shitty companies anyways, but
yeah,
so I don't really think that they start off with like good intentions, but I wonder if they originally started so that they could be part of this like sex cult weird thing going on, or if it just like turned into that by nature. Like, I don't even know how that, like,
I have no idea where like the motives behind it, because let's see, they started getting the cult allegations in the early 2000s, just shortly after they were founded, and because just the way, like, these women were talking about Rainier, there was, like, accusations of brainwashing that, and then, let's see, unfortunately, sometimes it doesn't give me, like, the timeline in a good way to explain it thoroughly. Yeah, yeah. But he's just weird, and then where is it? Okay. So then basically they were under the radar. Mm-hmm. They were under the radar, and then it was in 2017, was it?
Yeah.
That a survivor who had managed to get out had exposed them, and they said they came forward to the New York Times and said and exposed. So what were they being accused of? Well, Rainier had branded the women of the organization and forcing them into sex slavery.
I did watch part of a documentary about this, and I remember one of the ladies saying that she remembers the day that she got branded. She said it was worse than childbirth, which is like supposed to be like the number one, like the most painful thing in the world.
Yeah.
So she said it was worse than childbirth, and then she said that at first she just thought that it was like a brand logo, right? Which is red flag. First, I mean, they were probably in so deep at this point that they, like, it bypassed a lot of things. They ended up realizing that the brand that they got was KR, Kevin Rainier's initials.
Yeah. And basically what happened was NXIVM had like a secret sisterhood, like a secret society called Dominus, I can't even pronounce it. It's like Dominus Obscurus Serenium, DOS,
that they called it. They either called it the Vow or DOS, but we'll just say the Vow.
The Vow, yeah. Because they basically had made them take a vow, and they were in this, and it was all women who were branded with his initials. And they were called slaves, and they were subjected to corporal punishment from their, quote, masters, and required to provide new photos or any potentially damaging information about themselves as collateral. Law enforcement representatives have alleged that DOS members were forced into sexual slavery. So they got them in so deep with this, like, collateral damage that if they were to expose, it's like, okay, well, if you do this, just know that you're going to be a part of it, because mm-hmm. we now have all these images of you.
Yeah, so I also know DOS here says that it stands, like, the longer term is an acronym for a phrase, a Latin phrase that roughly translates to Lord or Master of the Obedient Female Companions.
It just, ew, and who was it? Okay, they're like one of their, what was her name? Allison Mack, y'all. Allison Mack, who is an actress who I believe was on the show Smallville, and Wilfred, she was a recruiter. She was a recruiter for this organization. And, like, what? How do they not know that they, like, or how do they not realize that what they were doing was wrong?
I wonder if they took part in, the sex ring, like, thing that happens, it's worldwide, but where they, like, sell and women
it says for... It says that here that she and Rainier were, like, I think the top two for the sex trafficking part.
Yeah, the sex trafficking. Which is just so sad because it just makes me wonder how many women were sold into sex trafficking and are either still in it and their families are looking for them and their families know that they worked at NXIVM or whatever. I don't even want to say work because...
They were literally,
they were, like being forced to be, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So, basically, as what you can gather is law enforcement got involved. They were able to get the evidence and all that to, this all happened very quickly, too. Because it was, like, this came out in 2017. And then by 2018, because Rainier had already went into hiding. As soon Yeah, he was in Mexico as soon as the article dropped. They were able to locate him and extradite him back to the U.S. And he was indicted on charges related to DOS, including sex trafficking conspiracy, and conspiracy to commit forced labor. What was it? I think her charges were the same. Forced labor, conspiracy to sex trafficking, and sex trafficking, which I don't understand why she would get charges of sex trafficking and the sex trafficking conspiracy if they already have proof that she was a part of it.
Yeah.
But I guess it was conspiracy that, like, because she had knowledge of it. I don't know.
I wonder what that, because he got that too, for sex trafficking conspiracy.
So they both, she pleaded guilty to racketeering, which racketeering is a term where if you have a lot of charges against you, like very federal charges, then racketeering is just combining all of them. We, especially like in the organized crime world, whenever they try to crack down on a mob member or organized crime member, they'll try to get, if they can't get a certain charge, they're going to try and go for racketeering because it's, like, combining all of them.
Yeah.
So she's awaiting sentencing, but he apparently did have his trial. And in October 2020, he was sentenced to 120 years in prison.
Good.
And the thing is that in September, 1 month before he was sentenced, they estimated that about 50 to 60 people were still loyal to him. Even after all this came out.
I just feel so terrible for these women. And, oh my goodness, I could not even... I mean, so many people pleaded guilty. The other co-founder pleaded guilty, right? The Allison Mack pleaded guilty. The Seagram's heiress pleaded guilty. Seagram's, like, the alcoholic drink...
Yeah.
I hate those. They're disgusting. So
I only like one flavor and that's it. I prefer Smirnoff.
Yeah, Smirnoff or Mike's is mine.
Also Smirnoff, White Claws, Jack Daniels and Mike's.
White Claws is like they have my heart a little bit.
You like White Claws? I do because I
can drink them and just think I'm drinking water. But I am an avid jungle juice maker. It's, like, my specialty. And I actually have... I've had a 1 gallon jug of jungle juice since...
Oh, July my gosh.
July of 2019. So, it's basically turning into moonshine at this point. And it's, like, it's strong. Like, one cup can take you out. So, oh, it's, God. Like, what is it called? Fermenting. It's been fermenting. But, and then this past Christmas, I made this, like, sangria for, like, my husband's family. We had, like, a little, like, family Christmas thing. And I was like, I want to get turned. So I made, like, Jello shots. And then I made a Christmas sangria with cranberries and, like, oranges and lemons. And I still have the half, like, the jug that I had. I still have half of it. All the fruit is still in it, and it's fermenting. Like, you can see, like, the bubbles, and I'm like, yes, it's gonna be so good in, like, a year. So, I'm apparently an alcoholic.
If you are not over the age of 21, we do not condone underage drinking. Yeah. If you are the age of 21, please drink responsibly.
Yeah. And if you're gonna be drinking, like, year-old jungle juice that has been fermenting, you definitely cannot drive.
No driving, please be safe.
Actually, get it's over Uber. A year old at this point. It's like a year and a this what do we do is like every July we'll take like a little shot of it just to see like how it's turned out or whatever. But yeah, and I do know that Rainer every like in the cult, every so often he would have a rotating group of about 15 to 20 women who he had to like would have sex with.
Yeah. Oh God.
Disgusting. It's so sad because you know that maybe some of these women did want to be there, or at first they really did, and then they got brainwashed. So they and the ones that wanted to leave had no choice but to stay because they had this dirt on them. But honestly, like, at that point, I would have told them, like, just to leak it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that can be very damaging to a person's reputation.
Yeah. NXIVM has been described as, like, a pyramid scheme, sex trafficking operation, a cult, a sex cult, really whatever you name it, it's that.
MLMs are kind of culty in general.
Yeah. So oh my God. And their website is no longer, I believe, active because it says here that it's archived, so you can't even access it on like the Children of God one, which is still there, I believe.
Yeah.
Because we've talked about that in our Children of God episode that's still going on.
But I do know that the current cult, The Garden, does have a website. They have a Facebook page. They have a YouTube channel. They have TikToks. So if you want to, like, stay in tune and, like, just keep updated with a current cult that is probably happening, TikTok is there. But NXIVM is gone. And I believe he did an interview, no?
I don't know if he did one while in jail. I know he did one, like, a few years ago when, like, people were, like, first getting a little suspicious of it. Let's see. Oh, he's maintaining his innocence. That's the thing. That's, I think, why he got such, the heavy... Well, first of all, he deserves it, honestly.
But he's gonna go to federal prison because sex trafficking is a federal crime.
Yeah, he's going to federal prison, and
which I'm not a fan of. I think there's certain federal crimes that I'm like, okay, like, you can go to federal prison, but like, there's some. Sorry, I'm like filling up my drink. There's
no, you're fine.
There's some crimes for federal, like, sex trafficking. I think they need to go to a regular prison, like Gen Pop, and like, because most people who are in jail don't like predators, pedophiles.
Oh no, like. They can't even have them with the general pop. Like, yeah.
That's what happened to Ted Bundy.
Yeah.
Jeffrey
Dahmer.
Yeah, I don't know if he was in a general population, but I mean, even if he wasn't in general population, they still didn't like his ass.
Yeah, because it's like, okay, if you just murder someone, then you kind of get respect. But if it, like... you murdered a child or you raped someone, then it's all like, oh, you're meat. Like,
yeah, like you're free reign, basically. And a lot of these people are in there for life anyways, and so they don't care. They're like,
yeah, The guy who killed Jeffrey Dahmer in prison, like, he was already there on a life sentence, and...
Jeffrey Dahmer is the...
Milwaukee cannibal.
Okay, maybe I meant... I'm not sure about Ted Bundy, then. I forgot, but I meant Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah. Jeffrey Dahmer was the Milwaukee cannibal who killed several...
Yeah, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I meant Jeffrey Dahmer when I first... My sisters and I were watching... all this stuff. My sister, we were watching Bailey Sarian, and she did a Ted Bundy one, or no, Jeffrey Dahmer. Jeez. I'm sorry, but I see like these serial killers interchangeable. I mean, they're like all disgusting, so that's why I'm confusing them up. But my sister, we were watching it, and my sister was like, I think I'm gonna have a nightmare. Oh my, I don't even want to get into that, because that's like a whole other season that we have to do, but like, ugh.
And the book that I bought, on psychopaths and serial killers, it just, when you watch it, it's a whole different feeling than when you read it, and I just couldn't, I kept cringing from the book. I can't wait till we get into the season of like serial killers and lust killers and all that, because it's gonna be full.
Yeah, I don't like NXIVM. I don't even like MLMs. I think that they're makes me wonder, since there were so many big people in there, if maybe Harvey Weinstein had anything to do with that too. It wouldn't surprise me.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, Harvey Weinstein. I would also thought maybe Jeffrey Epstein, because he was a sex trafficker too.
Yeah.
Let's see. He's got some notable people. Yeah. Let's see. We already said the Brofman sisters, who they're the heiresses to the Seagram's fortune, which I don't think anymore, considering they're both in prison. Well, I know at least Claire is in prison. She got sentenced to 6 years and 9 months, because she pleaded guilty to conspiracy.
Rainer had a standoff with the Mexican federal agents. Who does this guy think he is? He thinks he's like El Chapo or something? No.
Yeah. Nikki Klein, she's a Canadian actress known for her role in the series Battlestar Galactica. I've never heard of that show. Wait a moment. She and Allison Mack apparently married.
Oh.
The marriage was a love to bend. Oh, wait. She married fellow senior member Allison Mack in 2017. The marriage was alleged to have been a sham to evade U.S. immigration laws. After Rainier's conviction, others began dancing nightly outside the detention center containing Rainier.
Wow.
Are they still married? Oh, yeah, they still are.
Yeah, so this lady, Mac, she would starve women until they fit her co-defendant's sexual feminine ideal. So... that also makes me wonder how he got these ladies to even do that for him.
I know.
Okay, let's see.
Brandon Porter, MD, was a medical doctor. He has since been unlicensed, but he conducted unlicensed human subject research on 200 people for NXIVM. During a fright study, Porter exposed subjects to disturbing videos, including actual footage of a decapitation. That's fucking illegal. That breaks so many ethics laws.
Oh, look, this one said, a member was kept isolated in a bedroom for 2 years and claims that Rainier had sex with her and both of her sisters and asked them all to get abortions. That's what, it makes me wonder, like, if any of these women actually carried to full term. And yeah. If they did, what happened? Did he send them away, or what Oh.
This is just...
This is disgusting. I hate
reading about... NXIVM after Rainier's conviction. They would dance outside where they kept him to protest and let him go. He still maintained leadership over while in prison. Oh, Rainier instructed his followers to solicit the assistance of Alan Dershowitz, the attorney who successfully negotiated a non-prosecution agreement of Jeffrey Epstein. So he was trying to get Jeffrey Epstein's lawyer.
So Rose McGowan, who we previously talked about, her parents were members of Children of God, actually talked about NXIVM. She said, I would watch him. He would turn on his lights and his energy and just take people on a journey. I think, I'm not sure who she's talking about. What is happening? Okay. She said that by the time she reached her early 20s, she was working with Harvey Weinstein, whom she would later accuse of rape. Weinstein has unequivocally denied any allegations of non-consensual sex. And then she talked about NXIVM. She says, my take on NXIVM is that it's doing a very intense version of what a lot of people in Hollywood already do, she told the publication. In regards to the group's alleged objectification of women, it's just a more intensified version, so we can point it out and be like, that's so wild. And I'm like, yes, but what do you do? So this makes me think that, like, a lot, like, I want to say that I think that Harvey Weinstein was probably involved in this in some way.
Yeah. Basically, from what I gather, and also kind of when I watched I watched a couple videos with Rainier talking, he just seemed so emotionless and cold. Like, he definitely displayed narcissistic and sociopathic tendencies.
Yeah, 100%. I wonder if that's something that all cult leaders share a little bit. Narcissism, psychopath, I don't know.
Yeah, I just... if anybody's interested and you have HBO, there's a show, 9-part series show, it looks like, called The Vow, which is about NXIVM and about... like, all there is to know about them.
Yeah. So, now we can talk about... we're at the part of the episode where we can talk about where we think that this is very eerie, extremely wicked, or quite spooky. And I also want to do it for The Garden. Also,
The Garden?
I want to say...
The Garden is very eerie.
Yeah, theirs to me is very eerie. I'm very... worried about where that one will go. And
this one,
NXIVM, is extremely wicked.
Extremely wicked. I think it was very eerie before. Like, if we were like talking about this while there still hadn't been like the trial and the scandal, mm-hmm. and it was like, say we were filming this in like 2012 before it all hit, I would have said like that it was very eerie. Mm-hmm. Like, they kind of are displaying like these cult like behaviors and all that. But now that we know, it's extremely wicked 100%. what they did to these women.
And that's why I'm like really concerned about, because we can say that for all cults, that at first it was just very eerie, and then eventually they turned extremely wicked. Yeah. So that's why I'm a little worried about this Garden commune, because they're not on the path to.
Yeah.
They're not on a path. I don't know what to say about them.
I don't know. I don't know. It's a little concerning.
You know how every episode we say don't join a cult, and this is the perfect time for us to tell you
don't join a cult. There are other ways to make friends, and you can join a club if you're like on something, or you know, you could join like a fandom group chat or something.
Yeah, those are basically cults in its own, but I think super warning sign about, I'm not even sure what the warning signs for NXIVM are, because they started off like a business, like.
Yeah, it was a business that it all happened behind closed doors that I think you had to have been in it to even realize.
Yeah,
and I mean, if you, I would guess you could have gotten more suspicious and concerned by like the interviews they gave and how highly they talked about Rainier. Like, I would say those were kind of the warning signs, but it wasn't until.
Former members came out
and was all like, I'm branded. And, like, they're branded for life, guys. Like, those, they, I think they would have to actually get, like, deep tissue surgery to remove it.
I was saying that or either, I think there's, like, laser scar removal. So they would be able to get that, but then you would kind of still see. That's it.
Yeah.
You would kind of still see the, like, the indent, the marking of it. So the only other thing to do would be, like, a cover-up, like a tattoo cover-up.
It lasered down to the point where you can, like, it's a flat surface, and then do it.
A cover-up, like, cover it up. That, or also, like, there's, I know there's things where people, they have, like, scars and stuff, and they get, or, like, stretch marks, and they'll get cosmetic tattooing where... You can go and you'll cover it up and stuff, like skin color. So they can do that. That costs money and I don't know.
And it's all like they, and it's also like a lot of these, you have to think they were part of this. And we've noticed with cults, they like give up their financial stability to the cult. Mm-hmm. So he was taking their money probably.
Probably.
I would not be surprised. How were they able to become this multi-level big, that was so big in Hollywood, Wall Street, CEOs. It was, they had to have gotten a lot of funding from the people involved in it to make it that big.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Oh my goodness. Sad situation.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, I'm not sure what the red flags for that are, because it's like, I just want to say, multi-level marketing companies, MLMs, period scheme companies, usually are not long-term positions unless you, like, move up to high rankings. But still there, you still, like, have to work. And so I would say that, they're good temporary jobs, like MLMs, period scheme stuff. But, like, it's not, like, what they advertised at first, you know. I actually worked for Cutco, which is an MLM. For a little bit, they're, like, a company that makes, like, knives and stuff for, like, kitchens. 100% ML. Like, you have to go and, like, find people to sell stuff to. And they advertise, like, you could be making so-and-so a week. But it's, like...
It's kind of...
It's not...
What was that? Mary Kay? You remember Mary Kay? Like...
It's, like, oh, my God, there was another one. Mary Kay...
We're like, you have to sell this much to
makeup and stuff. There was another Avion or something like that.
Yeah.
And you have to, like, go to people's houses. Like, first you start off with people that you know, but then after a while, like, you can't, like, you run out of people you know, so.
Exactly.
It's not a lot of fun, and it's not what you advertise, so. I don't want to say never, like, if you can't, like, never work at an MLM or,
Just do your research.
Yeah, do your research before. 100%.
If you see red flags,
yeah,
leave.
Yeah, 100%. And I think for the commune one, like, huge red flags, like, communes don't invite anyone and everyone to go. If you do your research about the area, the locals of the area, do your research about the people that are there, even if they don't give you, if they don't give you their real name and they're going by nicknames like Tree.
Yeah, no. Isn't that what Children of God did? Which one? We talked about a cult that they gave like names, like they gave them a name. I can't remember if it was Children of God. I think it was Children of God.
Children of God.
It wasn't Jonestown.
Mm-mm.
What was it? The Manson family. I think it was Children of God. I think some of them, like, disregarded their name, and then they had, like, new names.
Like, biblical or, like, names or something like that.
Yeah.
It was either that or was it,
Branch Davidians?
That's what I was thinking, too. But all I remember is that that one guy changed his name. If you have, if they're not giving you their real full name so that you can sit there and do research.
Mm-hmm. They're hiding something.
Yeah, 100%. And I do want to say that this guy, Tree is Alive, is making bank from the creator fund. Fuck. Bank. And apparently he's using it to the commune, but I'm like, I don't see that. I don't foresee that. And I'm like, how do they have, like...
How do they get groceries?
Well, they make their own,
They make their own?
They have, like, that's why they're the garden, because they have, like, they grow stuff.
It's an agricultural
thing. That's what it started off as, is an agricultural...
And what commune. Was Jonestown? An agricultural commune. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's
so the suspicious. Fact that they're even making those jokes about Jonestown is fucked
exactly.
up.
Exactly. It is too similar. Y'all, if you're listening, at least we hope that you're thinking the same things as us.
Yeah. I mean, if you think that they're great, I mean, more power to you. But, like, we should start a commune. A Twilight, an intentional Twilight commune community. Where you only have to be God. Team Jacob. We all go by nicknames or, like, names from the fandom. Like, you can't go by, like, your real name. Like, you have to go by, like, a character name.
Can I be the cone?
You can be the cone.
I'm kidding. No, I know who I want to be.
I'm going to be Sue.
I'm going to be the baseball in the baseball game.
Yes. So we're all going to go by inanimate objects because he's going by tree. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Actually, a tree is not an inanimate object, is it? It's technically alive.
No, it's a plant. It's alive. So it's a breathing plant.
It just can't talk that we know of. Yeah. That we know of. And maybe if you drink a Kool-Aid with some LSD in it, the trees will start talking.
Probably. You never know.
Hey, his at is tree is alive for a reason. That's it. We're gonna start a Twilight commune. And it's gonna have to be in Forks. That's where it has to be. Like, we can't go anywhere else. And we'll just buy a whole bunch of school buses and make them homes. I think, like, we could have a cute commune if we all just got, oh my gosh, like, Home Depot, they have those, like, sheds that you can buy, but they're, like, two-story. Like, we can get a whole bunch of those and make, like, a little community.
Yeah, we'll just have our own little tiny homes.
But I don't want to grow stuff, because that's, like, too stressful. Like, we'll just go to the grocery store.
But we're gonna go to the store, and we're gonna actually, like,
and we're gonna have like, kitchens power and cook. Stuff. Like, we're gonna have solar panels, because we're gonna be, like, eco-friendly.
Yes. Compost.
Yes, compost, 100%. And we'll also just have, like, tons of animals, because...
Period.
Why not? But if your cats come and eat our chickens, you better watch out, because...
Oh, my God, we're terrible.
We're terrible. But, like, why would you even... Oh, my God, I can't even... If it's, like, okay, a mountain lion, sure. Like... Maybe I wouldn't eat it, but would I probably try to hunt it? Probably, because that's not only dangerous to the chickens, but it's dangerous to the humans, but a tiny cat.
Who's that gonna hurt?
I don't know. Oh my goodness.
And if it's attacking the chickens, then yeah, it's probably a stray who's hungry. Mm-hmm. So,
I hate these people. I hate Kevin Rayner and all those other crazy people. Because most of the people from there were female, except for Kevin Rayner, and there was that, like, doctor.
Yeah, there was, like, a journalist, a doctor, and a recruiter that were male, but I think that was it. Majority were women.
Mm-hmm.
And of course they were going to have, and like Allison Mack was like the main recruiter, because it's, you know, women are more likely to trust another female, so
yeah.
That's why they had her do that.
Oh my goodness gracious. Well, this episode,
it's crazy.
Has been crazy. We roller coaster ride. I think.
Roller coaster ride. Yeah. And we hope you enjoyed it. And if you are more interested in learning more about the Gardens or NXIVM, then I would search it up. I know with NXIVM there's a 9-part HBO series called The Vow, and there's a Investigation Discovery documentary called The Lost Women of NXIVM.
Yeah, and then with The Garden, because I probably didn't give as much information as these other people on TikTok do. So if you just search up The Garden, you'll probably find tons of videos. There was that one user that I mentioned earlier called at Dirty Human Twunk. And you can go find their videos. And they also tag some other people that also make videos. So you can go listen to that and all that, because that's definitely an interesting one to keep an eye on.
Yeah, to keep an eye on it. And without further ado, this is our second to last episode of season one. We will be concluding our pilot season of this podcast with Heaven's Gate in 2 weeks.
Yes, that's on the 29th of March. And we are starting season two April 12th. And our season two is all about disappearances. We're not only doing like children disappearing or some that are like heavy hitting. We wanted to kind of give y'all breaks because some of them are pretty intense. So we're also going into some other like conspiracy theory type ones, like Malaysian Flight 360, the lost colony
of Roanoke.
So little things like that, some that are very interesting. So that we can give you guys little breaks here and there between like the more gory and like difficult ones to get through. Cause I mean, even though like an adult getting lost is still pretty tragic, and things that happen to them are still pretty tragic to me, like the kid one's still pretty like hit home a little harder.
Cause like a kid's innocent, a kid's innocent, and they had like their whole lives ahead of them. So you're probably going to see some, you're going to see some familiar names. We're going to do Amber Hagerman, she's the namesake of the Amber Alert. We got Ethan Patz. We got Jacob Wetterling, Asha DeGree.
Kaylee Anthony.
Adam Walsh.
Mm-hmm.
And we've even got Amelia Earhart, which is a conspiracy also, because we still don't know what happened to her.
Yeah.
There's quite a bit. We have
20,
a season planned
20
for you.
Episodes. And so
20 episodes.
We kind of...
You think about it.
Every month we do 2 episodes. This month, actually, we did 3 because it's... I don't know. March is long. I hate March.
Yeah.
March sucks. But every month we do about 2 episodes for this podcast. And so this will last probably 10 months, which was well into next year already, because we have
We probably won't get into season 3 until January of 2022. And we're not even going to think about what season 3 is going to be.
Until we get a little closer, because dang, yeah. I think our last episode for season 2 will be January of 2022.
Yeah, so yikes. Maybe when we get to like episode 10 or 15, we'll think about season 3.
Yeah, and we'll let you guys know as soon as we know what we're doing, because there's so much that we can dive into. Maybe we'll go on a lighter topic or something, because I mean, some of them in season 2 are pretty intense.
Yeah, we might even like come back to true crime and instead do like paranormal. We might do other mysteries.
Paranormal's always fun.
Paranormal's fun. Oh my god, yes. We could talk about like
the Annabelle doll.
We could talk about haunted Annabelle doll. We could talk about that one mansion.
Who recently escaped, remember? Like, during quarantine.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God. There's also Billy the doll, I believe, which... Or, no, not Billy. Robert the doll.
Oh, yes, yes, it's Robert. Yeah.
Robert the doll. We gotta definitely do that. So,
you know what I hate? Sorry. What? But what I hate when people... put on Facebook a picture of Robert the doll and they share it. They share it, and if you look at it, you have to share it and say, I'm sorry, Robert. And I'm like, why would you even share that? Why would you subject me to that?
I kind of like saw like the tip of his hat and I immediately knew, and I just scrolled. I was like, hell no, we're not making eye contact. I'm not getting. Like, why would you do that? It's like. And
why would you subject me to that kind of negativity? Like, I don't like you anymore. I will block you if you share something like that. I'm like, and then I feel terrible because I don't want to share it and make other people see that. So I just like go comment on it and I move along with my day. And then I come to my little witch altar and I get some sage and I sage myself and my phone. Period. Because I'm like, I'm not dealing with that kind of negativity. Don't share something.
I already have to deal with demons in my house. I'm not dealing with another demon. Which, oh my God, let's do season 3 paranormal because we could talk about my haunted house.
I love that. Yeah,
house is haunted.
I have some paranormal stuff like here and there. My cousin's house is hella haunted, so I have some stuff that's happened at her house, and so we can season 3. Okay, fine. We decided season 3 paranormal.
I love that. I love that.
Oh my gosh. Sorry. I got heated there. I hate when people share stuff like that.
I agree. Like, why would you do that? Like, you did this for what?
Yeah. And it's like, why? Like, do you want me to, like, die? And, like... Exactly. A simple, like, if you see something like that on Facebook, the right thing to do is simply go and comment, like, whatever. Because I specifically saw one of Robert the doll. And then... like, instead of sharing it, I went and commented, like, I'm sorry for looking at you, sir. Please forgive me. Like, don't. Like, I'm a friend.
I hate it.
Not a foe. And don't look at Robert the doll. Why would you?
Do not look. He do doesn't not like look. It.
It's rude.
No. Oh, God. I swear. It. Like, when I first found out about Robert the doll, I was like, hell no. Absolutely not. Do not.
They have him on display, too, no?
Yeah, he's on display, and like you can't look at him, and if you do, like, you have to say, like, I'm so sorry, please forgive me, and you have to, like, wait a minute, because it's like, if you just, like, turn your, and, like, you don't turn your back on him, I think.
You just back away slowly.
Like. You just back away slowly. It's like, listen, y'all, some people, I know you're skeptical, but I've heard stories that bad things happen to people who disrespect him, and...
Yeah, and look, with my fucking luck, I would, like, be just walking through the fucking museum and, like, just so happen to come across it.
I would literally drop dead right there. I would
be like, please just do it now. Like, don't wait.
Please don't wait till I get in my car. Just put me in a heart attack now.
I would have to, like... bring sage and have it in my car just in case, like, right before, because I'm some stories or we'll get into that. Ooh. season 3 but yeah, make sure you guys go follow us on all of our social medias. We've talked about this before, our usernames are everywhere, but Instagram is at Extremely Wicked Podcast. TikTok is at The Extremely Wicked Pod. Spotify,
Twitter
is very eerie.
Very eerie, eerie pod.
Very eerie pod. And you can also find our podcast on a lot of other sites. Spotify, Google Podcast, Breaker, Radio Public,
Anchor.
Pocket Cast, Anchor, YouTube, if you're watching it on YouTube. So...
You've got an array of locations.
Yes. And in case you like Twilight, we also have a Twilight podcast or whatever. If you want to go look at that, we do it every other Monday that we don't put this one up. So, yeah. That's it. We'll see you guys March 29th for our last and final episode of season 1. Bye, guys.
Curious. Bye.